Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Hugh. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote Today. Today's episode is titled, iTunes. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The iTunes Store is an online store where you can download music and movies using the iTunes software. You can listen to, watch and download podcasts to your computer or download them to another computer. Users can access a range of collections via iTunes on a Mac or PC with podcasts and use iTunes for Mac and PC. Newer iOS devices have less faith in iTunes, although you can still use iTunes to back up content on your mobile device and share files between your PCs. You can also go to the iTunes Store to play such files, which is well received. While Apple has introduced all-inclusive functionality for iTunes and is sticking to its original music, iTunes has been criticized over the years for a bloated user experience. On June 3, 2019, Apple announced that iTunes for macOS Catalina will be replaced by a new version of its macOS 10.13 operating system. iTunes will be dissolved and replaced by three apps, music, television and podcasts. When you connect your Apple device now, it automatically syncs with iTunes when it is connected, and you can manage it in the Finder. With macOS Catalina you can continue to access your old iTunes library, such as matches, burning, to, CD files and more. Billboard will not only throw your library in the trash, but will also pop up in iTunes, along with your existing library. Your library contains all the songs you imported hash from iTunes, as well as all your favorite songs from the iTunes Store and iTunes Music Store. Of course, Apple Music is aimed at iPhone, iPad and Mac users, but there is also an iOS and Android app, and it lives in the same app store as the iTunes Store and the iTunes Music Store. The selection of browsers and radios takes over all the features of Apple Music and their selection as your interface, making it easy to navigate. It has more than 50 million songs, as well as TV shows and movies to buy. Although the service offers a selection of a huge library, it doesn't include everything you can buy on iTunes, so tracks like Prince's Purple Rain are missing. Currently, customers with the Apple Music subscription can listen to songs they have previously purchased or downloaded from iTunes. Apple's music strategy is now taking center stage, and while streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music compete for customers, payment platforms like iTunes seem to be falling by the wayside. As it is, it's proven, and true, iTunes application is the best in class in terms of user interface and user experience. In the latest iTunes update, the Apple Music department gets a new look that matches the iOS version, and with it a whole host of new features. The company has begun to integrate more and more functionality into the app over time, and the capabilities we have come to know and love from iTunes include a music-focused social network, a new music store, the ability to stream music from any device, and a host of other new features. However, contracts with rights holders require consumers not to actually own the songs, films or TV shows, but merely to purchase a license. Apple has introduced complicated rules for device management, and iTunes has become an app that authorizes and deauthorizes devices. While it's not really the best place to download podcasts, stream internet radio, activate iPhones or back, system updates have found their way into iTunes. On Monday, the tech giant announced that it was shutting down its online music, movies and more business to make way for a range of media apps. The current digital storefront will be replaced by a new, more user-friendly version of the iTunes app, available for iPhone, iPad and iPod Touch. In its place, Apple will release a new, more user-friendly version of the iTunes app, designed to meet users' preferences for categorized media such as music, movies, podcasts, videos, music videos, and more. I've seen many changes to iTunes, but this update is the first major overhaul of the iTunes app in more than a decade. When Apple released its first version of iTunes for iPhone, iPod Touch and iPad, it was an update to the original version. As we all know, all three apps, along with the regular iTunes, have been replaced by three apps, including Apple Music, Apple TV and podcasts. So if you have a love-hate relationship with iTunes, whether it's for rip-off music or a highly organized library, you don't have to worry about headlines proclaiming that iTunes is dead. Few will mourn the bloated chaos that iTunes has become, but it was this hook. All of which made the software so compelling in the first place. What was once useful has become a kind of catchment area for media content. This was iTunes, by Backquote, and this was episode number 25. My name is Hugh Kuhn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.